Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. Good evening. Today is Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. I am your host, Tina C., with I Hear Tarot online radio, and you are tapped in through Spirit Talk Radio. We are happy to have you joining us this evening. Just to get the essentials out of the way, our call-in number is 323-642-1207. I always ask that you put this on speed dial so we're at your fingertips no matter where you are and what you're doing. That's the beauty of being online. You can give us your feedback. I'm really, really encouraging and asking you guys to come back with your feedback because this show is all about you. And I can't meet you personally most of the time. And so find us on Facebook at New Age Guild, NEWAGEGUILD, and give us feedback on the show and what you'd like to hear. We're going to get back to that, but that's where you can find us on Facebook even as we're talking. And for me personally, if we can't connect during our hour show, you can reach me or find me at ihearTarot.com. ihearTarot.com. And again, if you're unable to reach or connect with me through email, you guys can connect with me otherwise at 234-97-TAROT. And you can find me personally at I Hear Tarot on Facebook. I am broadcasting from beautiful Colorado, the Denver area to be specific. So when you call in, one of my favorite things to ask is, of course, your name and from where you're calling. It's really about unity these days and really about connection. And I just love hearing from where you're calling. You get to represent and we love to support. And one last thing regarding calls. There are times where it just takes a quick moment for us to get connected. And so I just ask that you give us that quick moment and we will be connected. And I can, most importantly, address your questions and your concerns. So it is about 2 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock if you're in lovely Pacific time, California, 10 o'clock if you're in the beautiful Colorado area. We're going to move ahead with tonight's agenda. But before we do, I want to take a moment to acknowledge those that are suffering through the tragedy in Las Vegas. I'm asking that we take a moment to look into our hearts and send out loving energy to those that are suffering through this and to send out loving energy to those that feel like their whole life or even this point in their life, they're suffering so greatly that their only option is to pull out a gun or to act in violence in any sort. So I'm going to ask that we all take a moment to acknowledge those first responders, to acknowledge those people that were out having fun, to acknowledge those people who have been affected, to acknowledge those that are saying this is enough and we have something to say. Thank you for all those that supported there and continue to support. And I want to encourage y'all to donate in any way you can. I myself will be donating blood this Thursday, and I was told that once the location is stable at their amount of blood supply, so to speak, that they can send out to other areas that are in need. So just in case you didn't know, I didn't, once they are set and they have their numbers met, so to speak, they're able to send out. So if you're able to support with donating blood or plasma, maybe that's something that you could consider. And I also, while we're talking about the trauma that's going on in this world and the sadness that's going on in this world, I wanted to acknowledge Tom Petty and his passing. This man has been an icon for several generations. I know me, I saw him on MTV and was always amazed with his songs, his music, the way he delivered them. Just a classic era that is passing with his death. And just taking a moment to appreciate what he's brought to our lives. And again, there's no level of trauma that isn't difficult to handle. And so his passing as well, we can take a moment. All right, guys. So moving ahead, thank you very much. We are at 5 minutes after the hour. And I want to share with you what we have on the agenda for tonight. We've got a few things going on. First and foremost, we're going to have time for reading. So please don't forget to call us, 323-642-1207 with your questions regarding life, love, career. It doesn't matter. They're all questions, and I appreciate you calling and bearing your soul with your question and being open to receiving a response from God's source spirit and from our tarot. So what I want to cover tonight is our reading for the month. We're going to talk about this one because we're already tapping into what's happening, and this is a beautiful connection to our new moon that's coming up, or excuse me, our full moon that's coming up in Aries. So I want to talk about our reading for the month. I want to talk about our card of the day. And this week we are going to be using our Wild Unknown deck. I have a few decks that I've collected along the way, and I want to, and I love to be able to share with you what the deck is like so you guys get an idea. I know a lot of times we're hesitant to find or purchase a deck online because we don't know what it looks like. We don't know what the inserts look like. And so this is a great way for me to share my collection with you and to give you insight on what you might expect. So we'll be using our Wild Unknown deck for our card of the day. And then our card of the week, we're going to revert right back to our Angel deck, which has a lot of positive response and in-depth description. So we get a few different decks and a few different energies. We're also going to get to see a postcard from Spirit, see what they have to share with us for this week. And also, I want to let you know that we really, again, encourage your feedback and encourage any messages that you have. So if you can't post them at New Age Guild on Facebook, then shoot me a message at ihearTarot.com. Or send something to my Facebook page at I Hear Tarot. And then we're going to close out the evening with a little bit of insight on our full moon in Aries, which is happening on the 5th of this month, Thursday. And this full moon is all about balance, making our stand, and addressing old wounds. And of course, if we've got any time, we can recap September and see how everything is flowing together. All right. So just to move ahead, you guys, I am Tina C. It is 8 minutes after the hour. Call in at 323-642-1207 with your questions. And I want to see if we have any callers available. Let's get right to it and see what's going on with you guys. All right. So, and I also want to let you know that it looks like we might have a glitch regarding our sound. So if you're hearing a little bit of confusion or a little bit of uncertainty, it's because we don't know. We're just working through some technicalities. So please disregard. In the meantime, do we have a caller on the line?
Yes. Hi, this is Donna. Good evening.
Hi, Donna. Good evening. Where are you calling from?
I'm in California.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling. How can I help?
Thank you. Well, there's two things. I heard my mom say she's on the other side, but I heard her say that I was going to be rewarded for something. So I wanted to know if maybe a windfall's coming in or a change of lifestyle, or maybe I'm going to meet someone for a relationship or something. So I wanted to know what the cards were telling you today.
All right. Donna, did we happen to speak last week?
Did we? I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't know if we had.
Oh, well, no, it's okay. I thought maybe we had, and I wanted to say regardless, thank you for calling back in, and thank you for listening.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's take a moment here. So she said you would be rewarded, and you're wanting to know what type of reward that is. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm not in a relationship. I need money. I don't have that much money. You know, okay. I'd like to have a different lifestyle. So, yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, so, you know, what's coming through is so they're saying, yes, you will receive news, and it's going to be almost unexpected news.
Okay.
And it has to do with, I want to get clear on this, because what I was initially getting was it does have to do with finances. Yeah, and they're saying the same thing. It has to do with finances and with your career or your job is the best way to say it. And I'm getting that you're not the most happy with that right now. Let's see. Okay. We're gonna sidebar with a couple of questions here. Are you in a place you're currently working? Is that are you currently working?
No.
Okay. Are you looking into a venture for extra income or anything like that?
Yeah, I'd like to do some part-time home health care type work.
Okay. Okay. They're saying that there's definitely some opportunity there for you. And this is actually, and thank you for sharing that. What they're saying is it sounds to me like you already have the skill, you already have experience in home healthcare. So there's definitely something there for you. What's coming up in that arena is, okay, so this is interesting. So, hold on a second. Let me see. I want to get clear on this before I share with you.
Thanks.
Okay, so a couple things were coming through. One, they're talking about if you do decide to move into home health care or to this extra side venture, they know that it's going to take some focus and clarity, and you're needing to have parameters in what it is you do. You need to be clear on what you're doing, who you're involved with, how you're representing yourself. That's one thing, right? So there is some diligence on that end. But they're also talking about, and I'm not trying to give you advice, but this is what was coming through. They were talking about finding a niche for what it is you do. And it's almost like, and I don't know how to describe this because I really don't know. I'm not familiar with the industry, but they're saying almost like being available on a moment's notice might support you in receiving more compensation for what it is you're doing. And like I said, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but they're just talking about finding that specific niche that really hones in on what you do, and we're clear with parameters, and maybe it's like going in for 3 to 5 days to support someone when an emergency comes up, and then you're on to another assignment. And like I said, I'm not trying to give advice, but they're just talking about That'll allow you some freedom and some latitude, but also it's a specialty. Like, people will look for you specifically, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So, but they're really talking about like having to do with what you do for finances. That's what the opportunity is. The only other random question I have for you is, you're not involved in a lawsuit or anything like that, correct?
Well, kind of. I didn't pay on a credit card, $400. I got sick and I forgot about it. Now it's about $2,000, so they send me to court. So, but I'm trying to pay them out of court. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you for sharing that. They're saying that you'll also be you'll be judged fairly for that. So I don't know exactly how that is for you, but and I'm not telling you not to worry about it. But what I'm saying is the judgment will be fair, or it works out for you in your favor.
Yeah. I'm trying to just offer them a certain amount of money, so I think they'll probably agree with it.
Yes. So we're seeing some favoring outcome there as well.
Oh, good. I'm online. I'm trying to meet someone. I'm on eHarmony, but so far I haven't met anyone. You know, I don't know if that's, you see someone coming into my life. I'm just going to.
Okay. So we're looking to see if someone's going to come into our life more specifically through eHarmony. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so the question that's coming up for me, for you, is, let's see, how do I say this? We're talking, or they're asking if you have any conflict in dating online, or who you're going to meet, or how you're going to meet, or anything like that. Is there any conflict that you have around dating online, or what you're doing at this point?
No, I mean, I'd meet them in a very, you know, like a restaurant or something with other people. I'm not going to invite them to my home or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I get that. Being as safe is important. I'm asking if you have any internal conflict about this. Are you truly open to meeting someone online, or do you have any reservations still?
No, I'd like to meet someone. I'd like to meet someone.
Okay. So what I'm getting, Donna, is I'm trying to see what this looks like, because they're saying there is I don't want to say a restriction, but I'm seeing a little bit of conflict in the cards as far as meeting someone. So let me get clear on what that looks like for you.
Okay.
You know, what's interesting, what's coming up is they're saying they see that you're working through things, and you are, and may not feel like it's fast enough for you, but you are moving ahead, and things are evolving. But right now they're saying, and I can't see what that is for you, but right now they're saying there's just a few things that you get to work out first. And then that person surfaces in your life. And in fact, actually, what they're saying is they may surface somewhat soon, but it may be like a false start. That's what they're saying. And so we it's interesting. They're just, the cards are encouraging you to work through whatever it is you need to work through first. And then that person that's going to be in front of us is going to be someone on whom you can focus, and you can focus on your relationship. But they're saying right now, because you're working through some of the other things, we get to work on those first, and then relationship comes in. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if I should just get off online dating. I just started it, but I haven't had much success with it, so I don't know.
Yeah, I get your question, and what they're saying is it's the same thing. It's, let me just flip a couple more cards, but I'm thinking I'm getting this. and thinking I'm getting the same message, but yeah, you're on the right track. They're saying that there's just a few things that you need to iron out for yourself. And actually, that'll give you some new insight on what, almost like what you post and your profile. It's really interesting. They're saying once we clear through the fog of what you've got going on in your life right now, and we get some resolution, then we'll be ready for this relationship. And we're actually going to come to the table and present ourselves in a different way. So, you know, I'm not telling you what to do, but they are saying that once you put some of these things to rest, that then we'll be able to be focused on relationship and clarity and what it is we want. Right now, we're just a little distracted is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, it sounds to me like you've got the right idea and holding off on eHarmony for the time being,
yeah,
getting our decks lined up again, and then hopping back on eHarmony and probably closer to the holiday season, which is, they're saying it's going to be a fun time, actually. There'll be some energy around that. So and to that point, what we're seeing is resolution pretty soon on some of the outstanding elements that you've got going on in your life.
But things are going to start happening before the end of the year.
Yes, right? That's what they're, it's yes. And we weren't even asking that, but that's what the cards are saying and answering. Yeah, so they're addressing that you are on the right track and we're going to see some movement. Definitely what I got already was November, but I think what I'm getting is things are going to start to, you know, the dominoes are going to start to fall within October, within this month.
Oh, good.
Yes, definitely some movement, Donna. That's really exciting, and definitely some excitement before the end of the year. So don't think that you're stuck, because there is some movement happening. It's just taking a little bit longer than we'd like.
Yeah. Well, I'm on eHarmony. I signed up for 3 months, so
okay.
You know, it could happen in the next 2 to 3 months. You know.
True. This is true. Yes. So very interesting. Very interesting, but very encouraging.
Oh, good. Yeah. Kind of like
This one last question, Donna, because this card is standing out for me. It's a Six of Swords. Do you travel? Are you looking into traveling or considering traveling?
Oh,
at all?
I travel. I've been to many countries. I just got back from Hawaii. My brother treated me, and then I won a trip to Taiwan, and I won a trip to Italy. And, yeah, I do. And that's what I would like to do. I would like to meet someone and travel, or even get the money to travel on my own.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. The cards you're showing, and that was a very standout card, is the Six of Swords, which a couple things indicates travel and also indicates overcoming obstacles or issues. So this is a very positive card for you to have. I would look out for this card in future readings, because it's a very positive card and it sounds a lot like you.
Oh, what does it look like?
It's a Six of Swords, so it looks like it's, and I'm using the Universal Weight deck, which looks a lot like the Rider Weight deck. And it's a man and a woman in a boat and a child, and he's in the middle of the waters, and he's rowing them with a large stick, and it's swords. So this is a good card for you.
Oh, good. Yeah, because, I mean, if I have, you know, when I manifest this money, I'll go traveling. I wanted to take my niece and nephew to Thailand and go there for like 2 months and have fun.
Oh, my gosh. Very, very, very exciting. And overcoming obstacles is synonymous with this card as well. So I would keep a lookout for this positive card in future readings for yourself.
All right. Oh, thank you. I just love your readings, the way you read.
Oh.
You're just fabulous.
Thank you so much, Donna. Thank you for calling
really
in.
Really enjoy it. Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
That. You too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, it is 9:23 Pacific time, and I just wanted to express a little bit more on what we're looking at for Donna's question. You know, it was really interesting, because her first question, we weren't getting as much of a specific answer, but she was great about expanding on that and sharing what she has going on. I know sometimes for us readers, or for even those that are having their cards read, we feel resistant in sharing information because we want to get, in quotes, an authentic read. But as we got to see with Donna, she was opening that window of information and insight, And that allowed the cards to share more information and allowed more to come through for me as well. So it is a practice where we have to sit back as the reader and not feel like we have to give the sitter, whoever's across from us, the querent, give them the answer they want to hear. And so I was struggling with that to see what the cards were trying to say. But as we got in depth, we got more clarity. And again, seeing cards like the Six of Swords, which sounds like it describes her, and this is information we didn't know in the beginning. And we're also looking at beautiful cards for her, like the Chariot, which is all about or can be about travel as well, and overcoming obstacles. Pulling from within, we're equipped and ready to go and move ahead. And then the Star, which is a beautiful, what is it you want? Your wish can come true. So it was really interesting to see this evolve. It was a little frustrating at first, and that's the way things start out sometimes. But I want to encourage, and I share this with you, because I want to encourage you to know that as you're moving along and you're reading and you feel stuck, it's just a little bit more information that you can offer or that they're willing to offer. And it just opens up that window for communication. So moving ahead, guys, thank you, Donna, for calling in from beautiful California. We're going to see if we have another caller on the line. And if not, we can move ahead to our reading for the month. It sounds like we do have a caller. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am, you do.
What is your name?
Yes. Hi, this is Tony. Thank you, first of all, for taking my call.
Hi, Tony. Well, thank you for calling. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, from Texas. I happen to be from Texas myself, so it's good to hear from you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. So tell me, Tony, how can I help?
Well, I would like to know if anybody's coming to my life. I mean, I've been single for 2 years already.
Okay, so we want to see if someone is going to come into our life. Okay, so look at this. A romantic relationship, okay. Okay, so Tony, let's look at this. You said you've been single for about 20 years. Were you previously married in a
divorce? No, not 20 years. 2 years.
2 years. Oh, okay.
2 years, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And
it's a long time.
Were you recently divorced?
That's been a long time.
Okay. Okay, so what's coming through in the cards is I do see relationship. I absolutely see relationship. And they're talking about fulfilled relationships. So happiness, so home, so content. So we're seeing that. We're definitely seeing that. And we're talking about you getting to play your part in the relationship, being your creative, passionate, compassionate, even fiery from time to time self. So we see that. And I'm also seeing the Seven of Cups. And so this card is what gets my attention regarding relationship. And let me just get clear on what it's wanting to share with us. So here's where I'm struggling. I get that you want to be in relationship. And I get that you're clear on that. Where there's a little bit of conflict or uncertainty regarding that relationship is almost what type of relationship you want to have. And so I'm not trying to get granular and nosy, but it's almost like what the cards are indicating to me is, do we want a long-term relationship? Do we want a date for the holidays? Do we want someone that we can call in our convenience? Do we want someone that's going to fit into our life, or do we want to share our life? Do you follow?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would prefer a long-term relationship. Someone's going to be my partner.
Okay. So we're clear on that.
Yes.
Okay, we're clear on that. Okay, so let me see. Because what was coming through initially was you having a pretty defined life and set in what it is you do and how you do things with family, friends, career. And that's all good news, right? And so it's like the cards are saying, well, where is he going to fit in? Is he going to be someone that we bring into, you know, the house and he's at family dinners? Is it going to be someone that's separate in our life for the time being? But I hear what you're saying is that you want to have a long-term relationship. That was one of the first things was coming up, was how he's going to fit into your life when he does appear. And let me see if there's anything else the cards want to share with us. Okay, so what's coming through, Tony, is they're saying, let me see if I can, I want to make sure I'm sharing this the way it's coming through. They're saying that, oh, yes, okay, great. They're saying that you're going to make the right decision when you meet him. What I'm getting from the cards is there's a little bit of fear or concern and who you're going to meet, and that things aren't going to turn out the way you want them to. So there's maybe a little bit of control in there, and the cards are like, whoa, ease back a little bit so we can put something in front of you so then we can move ahead. So it's almost like there's a little bit of fear and control in how we meet this person, and that's almost what's keeping that doorway closed. He can't get through because there's a little bit of reservation that still exists regarding how this relationship is going to turn out. Do you follow? So what I could say, because he's definitely, yes, he's there. We see him there. And the cards are just saying we need to release the fear and we need to release the control. The relationship isn't going to turn out badly. The relationship isn't going to be like your last relationship. And you're definitely going to meet someone. You're not going to be alone for the rest of your life. And so right now what the cards are saying is we're constricted. And so that's not letting him appear. So, you know, it could be something as simple as, you know, you saying an affirmation, you know, I release fear and control and welcome him into my life. And maybe that works for you. Maybe picking up a rose quartz stone from a local store, ordering one online that will help bring him to you is an idea. And we're definitely seeing success with this. So whatever it is you set your mind to do to bring him to you, that gets to happen. That's definitely there. But the cards are saying we just need to release. And this is in your heart of hearts. Release that concern, that control, that fear that he's not going to come to us. And it's almost like then he does. So he's there. He's on the peripheral. We just need to let go of a little energy from our last relationship and a little energy of our concern right now. Do you follow?
He's somewhere else. He's just not on here.
He is. He's around. That's the exciting part is he is. And you know what?
Is
what's
someone
coming
that I know?
Well, I wanted to say what was coming through is, and this, let's see. So they're saying once we open up that doorway and we release that you know, that conflict or that hesitation, and we're like, all right, just come on in, and we open the floodgates, we're actually going to have the opportunity, and this is where it's going to be for you is what the cards are saying, Tony. We're going to actually have the opportunity to be like, you know what, this isn't exactly what I want in a relationship. Who's next? And the cards are saying it might get to that point. So I don't want you to get stuck on thinking it's only going to be one person and we can't let him pass us by. What the cards are actually saying is be open to this, because once you do open the floodgates, in quotes, you'll actually be meeting more than one person. So I know you're asking me if it's someone that you know, and the cards were already saying it's not just going to be about one person. It's going to be about multiple people. And I can't tell you if that's because you decide to date online. I can't tell you if it's because your affirmation works or because your rose quartz draws them to you. But it's definitely going to be, once you open up, be open to meeting more than one person and it not necessarily being someone you know.
Would it be this year? Or?
That's a good question. Let me see what we're getting. Wow, they're saying that it's all in your hands, of course. So they're saying, let's see.
They're not saying much.
they're saying. Let me see what they're trying to say. Man, I see a lot of security here, and they're talking about making sure that you're secure. You're not in the process of moving, looking for another job, buying a house, nothing like that, are you?
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay.
I am actually wanting to purchase a home. My goals are for next year because I do have family. I have children, so that's my goal for my children.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Because your cards are indicating we're seeing a lot of pentacles in your cards, which is what prompted me to ask that. And they're talking about you really getting lined up with, oh, beautiful. So you've got a lot going on, and you're not, and when I say this, I say it with respect, you're not 100% stable because we're still moving ahead and we have changes in our life. And so the cards are talking about that and they're saying, hey, we want you to be stable and secure. You have your address, you have your direction, and you're clear on what it is you can do after that. So they're really talking about, and Tony, maybe this isn't exactly what you want to hear right now, but they're really talking about you finding a home and being successful and happy with it. They're all about that. So if you have any question on finding a home and being happy with it, you absolutely will. Getting yourself set up, getting the house set up, I know that's important to you. You absolutely will. And it's going to be around that time that you're going to be like, okay, now I'm ready for a relationship. So I hear what you're saying and you're asking about it right now. And what the cards are saying is what you've got going on the table. Are you changing jobs too or just physically moving?
Well, the thing is, right now, I'm hoping to get a promotion. So,
beautiful.
So it is a change of, in, not a change of jobs, but a change of, it's just moving up in position.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, and thank you for sharing that, because we're seeing our Three of Pentacles too, which is all about what we're doing next and transforming and a shift in our responsibilities and even how we're appearing in our place of work. So the cards are all about that right now and talking about what you have going on. And I don't want to dismiss your question regarding romantic relationships because it's an important one. Mm-hmm. What the cards are saying right now is your shift in career, responsibilities, family, home life, and your physical home is really where it's at for you right now, and that's what they're focused on. And that'll allow us some latitude in the future when we are looking for a relationship, to be clear. But right now, I was initially more no than yes.
You know how you mentioned earlier, how is that person going to come into my life and what part is he going to, what role or where is he going to fit into? I know you mentioned that earlier. I'm listening to you saying, all this stuff about my job and my goals. So it's like, maybe where is he going to fit? But I mean, it's always good to have somebody there for support, and I mean, to have the same goals, like long term, to want to buy a home, to make an established home, to be your support, to be your life partner.
Yes.
And kind of share the same goals.
Definitely, definitely. And I just want to congratulate you on what you do have going on, because I can see that you're very successful, very skilled, and very determined. And so the cards are all about that right now and being secure. Regarding romantic relationship, I'll encourage you to, again, do an affirmation, a daily affirmation on bringing him into your life now, and also pick up a rose quartz, a crystal. You can also purchase them online, and that'll definitely help in bringing romantic relationship and love into your life.
A crystal?
Yes, a rose quartz crystal. It's a pink stone. You can you can look it up online, but its properties are known for bringing love into your life.
Crystal.
Yes, rose quartz.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, I mean, not only is he seeing me moving jobs, I mean, I have considered there's a lot of, but I think I'm fine where I'm at right at this point right now.
Hey, great. And if you want to pick up this conversation or go further in depth, you can always reach me at 234-97-TAROT.
Is your number on the...
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and set it up. Yeah, we could. I could have a reading with you. I'd like that.
You can go more in depth. So give me a call at 347-TAROT.
I will look you up. I mean, like I said, I would like more detail and more in-depth information as far as what you see. So
yes.
I will look you up.
Well,
thank you
very
much. I mean, regardless, it's positive.
Very positive.
So let's just hope for the best, or I shouldn't say hope. I mean, it's coming my way, so.
We'll see what comes together.
My arms for it.
So give me a call, and we can set something up.
I will. Thank you very much. Good night.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Take care.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right, guys, so I just also want to remind you, and thank you, Tony, for being open and sharing with us what you've got going on and even putting the cards together. I wasn't seeing exactly what you were seeing, but you were great at listening and tuning in and putting together what the cards were saying. But I also want to remind you guys that if you do call in and set up something with me, regardless of if you tell me I heard you online, I saw you on Facebook, regardless, you get a 25% discount. So that is not a bad deal, and we get to look further in depth specifically. So it is 41 minutes after the hour, 9:41 Pacific. So I want to, before we run out of time, I want to give you some insight on what we can expect for the month. And I'm going to use for our, well, let's take a step back. We're going to look at our reading for the month, and this is using our universal weight deck, which looks a lot like our Rider weight deck. And so we have this posted on our Facebook page at New Age Guild. So if you guys aren't hooked up, hook yourselves up so you can see a visual of what it is we're expecting for the month of October. I'm going to run through the four cards that I pulled. We're going to focus on the first, because we're at the beginning of the month of October. And I want to encourage you guys, if you have any questions or are looking for clarity, you can post those questions on the Facebook page, or you can find me on my Facebook page, I Hear Tarot. Sign up and you get daily posts and daily readings. So moving ahead, we're going to look at the monthly reading for October using our universal deck. Two of Pentacles is the first card for the month of October. And this is all about coming to terms. This card is all about coming to terms. We're looking at our issues. We're considering other people's issues, keeping those in mind. What this card is indicating, and again, this is the Two of Pentacles. This card is also indicating there's two sides to the coin. There's two sides to every story. There's two aspects to what's going on in our life. And this is actually where we get to look at how we're fitting into our life, ourselves, and how we're fitting into the rest of the world. And in addition, it's how we're fitting in to those around us and how they're fitting into our lives. So we're starting out the month with taking a step back and looking at our surroundings and how things are working with ourselves and how things are working with other people. For the rest of the month, we're also looking at the Nine of Rods, the Knight of Rods, And then we're closing up the month with the seven of the major arcana, the Hanged Man. So what's happening here, we're starting the month out with our Two of Pentacles, which is all about assessing what we've got going on. We're looking at almost at the physical aspects of our life. Pentacles is also known for the physical aspects, the material aspects of our life. It's not just about monetary, money, financial situations. And so we're starting out the month of October assessing what's going on in our real world. Where are we fitting in? What's working for us? What isn't working? Who's working for us? Who isn't working for us? And in the middle of the month, we're looking at two cards that are having to do with a suit of wands or the suit of rods, depending on how you say it yourself. This is all about the fire, the passion of beingness of a person. And so we can see that we're getting fired up towards the middle of the month of October. And then that flame might start to waver because we've got our Hanged Man. So now it's going to be about decision and what we're going to do with this. So we're seeing a lot of, and I'm getting the energy of epiphany, awareness, assessment, decision, action, and then a pause. So we'll see, and we'll get more depth, of course, as the month goes on when we do our separate weekly readings to see what's going on. But right now, what we can expect to do is assess what's going on with us in the world that we're living in. All right, guys, it is quarter till the hour. So I am encouraging you, as always, to call in. If you have any questions, 323-642-1207. It doesn't look like we have any callers on standby right now. So if you dial us up, we can definitely get you on call. 323-642-1207. And moving ahead, after we've just now looked at the month and how it looks for us, I wanted to go ahead and pull our card of the day. We're going to be using our Wild Unknown deck. I mentioned this card or this deck earlier, extremely popular, and I think it's becoming more and more popular as well. So you might want to look it up, the Wild Unknown deck, for our card of the day. And this card of the day is our Daughter of Pentacles, which is also known as our Page of Pentacles. And just to give you a quick description of the Wild Unknown deck, it reads, if you believe your tarot cards can reveal truth to you, then treat them kindly. Build a relationship with them that is respectful. Spend time with them, especially at first. Look through the imagery and handle the cards daily. Keep your deck in a special spot in your house when it's not in use. Don't leave them strewn about. If your roomie or friend wants to borrow your deck often, consider gifting them one of their own. Tarot decks respond the best to one person. Be sensitive to how you feel when you handle the cards. Try not to use them when you're angry, and allow the ritual of using them to be positive, exploratory, and even fun. The ideal time to use the cards is when your mind feels open and clear. If your cards are exposed to a negative situation or person, take some time afterwards to clear the air and reconnect with them. So this is just a great reminder coming from our Wild Unknown Tarot guidebook that we don't pull our cards out. We don't call on our cards when we're feeling negative, angry, or frustrated. Our cards respond to that. And some of you may be experiencing that. A lot of people have called in and said that you can't get a clear reading, or you feel like there's cloudiness, or you're not sure if your judgment's correct, or if you're even connecting. And that can be because we're concerned about what the topic is that we're pulling the cards for. So this is just a great reminder that if you're in a place or even in a panic, that we don't revert to those cards because they're going to respond to us in our energy, and that's not necessarily going to be positive if we're in a panicky or uncertain place. So as a reminder, when reading cards, it's totally natural and common to feel like you're not reading correctly for yourself, or you keep getting the same messages and they don't make sense, and that's because you're stuck. So just a good reminder, you guys, it's not a big deal. Honestly, if you feel like you're not getting a good read, just take a step away, take a breath, and come back without feeling the need to get an absolute answer from your cards, and that's when you get your answer. So moving on to our Daughter of Pentacles, which is our card of the day. The description that comes in our Wild Unknown Tarot guidebook is, you'll usually find the Daughter of Pentacles behind the scenes rather than out in the spotlight. Though quite shy, she's extremely hardworking and responsible. She handles details and logistics well. People depend on her. She has vast amounts of inner strength. Like all of the Pentacles family, the daughter thrives when in nature. So again, I'm reading from this book because I want you guys to have insight on what the different decks offer. And so I'm happy to share with and from my collection, this being from the Wild Unknown Tarot guidebook. Okay, it is about 10 minutes till the hour when we will no longer get to speak. So if you guys want to call in, I'm happy to take your call, even one more caller, to share with you what you might be asking about or wondering about. Again, our number is 323-642-1207. You can also reach me offline at ihearTarot.com or 234-97-TAROT. I want to go ahead and move on to our card of the week. And we're going to use our Angel Tarot deck for this because this is a really thorough deck. You guys respond really, really well to it. And it's, again, if we're learning cards or if we're clear on cards and just want more explanation, this is a great deck to use. And our card of the week is Strength. And this is 11 of the Major Arcana, Archangel Ariel. And this card reads, great inner strength, release harsh judgments, forgiveness and compassion. Such an interesting card to be pulled for this week, considering all of the trauma that has been going on, all of this uncertainty, drama, anger, frustration, sadness in our life. People that are close to me have had unfortunate events happening personally in their lives. And it's not just about the rest of the world. It's also about what's happening in our life, much like we described in the Two of Pentacles. And so, again, our card of the week is Strength, Archangel Ariel. Great inner strength, release harsh judgments, forgiveness, and compassion. In addition, the card reads, this card comes to you because you need to know that you're stronger than you realize. You can definitely handle your current situation. However, instead of powering through it, you're better off with an approach of compassion, kindness, and gentleness. The strength this situation calls for comes from the softness of a spiritual core. Your strength and effectiveness increases as you believe in yourself and your ability to grow from the experiences you have in life. Look upon challenges as opportunities to learn and apply your knowledge and magical touch. Additional meanings are patience, forgiveness, the courage of your convictions, using honey instead of vinegar. Archangel Ariel is the angel of spirit of nature. Because Ariel is so close to the earth, she helps with day-to-day material needs of home, food, clothing, and so forth. Call upon Ariel for strength and support if you're worried about finances or desperate times. And again, it's where we all are right now. You're not alone. And we're going to jump quickly into our full moon and our full moon in Aries. And this moon is all about addressing what's going on in our life. It's a fiery moon because it's Aries. So we also get to watch our words, watch our tone, watch our expression. But on the flip side, we have the courage to speak our truth, to acknowledge our truth, and to expand on it. So it's really interesting that all at the same time, we have this new fiery moon that's going on. We have this tragedy that's happening almost on a weekly basis in the world. And we have these tragedies and sadnesses and difficulties that are happening for ourselves individually at home. And so I want to let you guys know, if you're feeling overwhelmed, it's not you. It's the rest of the world. It's universe. It's what we're going through right now. And I wish I had more answers as to why. And preparing for our show tonight, I wondered if there would be a question, well, Tina, why is this happening in the world? And I don't have those answers. And I'm not allowed to have those answers. We're allowed to work through with what's going on by using our cards for insight, enlightenment, understanding. But I certainly don't have the answers to why these tragedies continue to happen in our world, especially right now. So moving ahead, we have about 7 minutes left in the show. It doesn't look like we have too much more time for a caller, but if there is one out there and you've got a quick question, I would be happy to support. 323-642-1207. So moving ahead, I wanted to share with you, now that we know our cards of the month and how our month is looking, very much like what our card of the day and our card of the week look like. We are looking at what's going on around us, getting to compare what's around us, deciding what's going to work for us, speaking our truth, but being conscientious about what we're saying and to whom we're saying it. It's very much this two sides of the coin, like we were seeing earlier. It's how we're going to handle things, realizing what's going on, and being empowered with that versus feeling weak. It's a little bit like the conversations we had earlier with Donna and Tony. It's, okay, this is what I'm looking for, and universe is coming back and saying, yeah, we don't know. Let's focus on this. And as it turns out, that's what we get to focus on. So that's where we are right now. If you guys want to find our Facebook page at New Age Guild, you can take a look at the cards that we've posted, our card of the day and our card of the week. And it looks like we can move ahead. We've got 5 minutes left in the hour, so we can move ahead with our new Oracle deck, Postcards from Spirit. And this is a deck that I introduced last week and wanted to share with you a card for today, especially with everything that's been going on. Our postcard from Spirit reads, "Dear you, there's only one you, and you have a unique place in the universe. Sometimes situations come up that challenge you to be authentic, and that means you have to fully be yourself and let go of being what you think others may want. Now is not the time to conform to other people's standards or expectations. Be proud of who you are and be courageous. Stand tall in your convictions. Be yourself. Being yourself is a powerful statement that will only lead you to success and ultimately happiness. Don't compare yourself to other people. Want what you have. Choose what your heart wants and know that your purpose is yours alone. No one else can claim your magic nor take it away. When you place authenticity and originality high on your list of priorities and give them a prominent place in your awareness, extraordinary things happen. Your life is a beautiful one." You know, it's so interesting, and this is the beautiful gift of Tarot, Spirit, Source, God, renewing my faith in Tarot and the energy around us. All of these cards tie in exactly to each other. It's all about being ourselves. It's all about making our stand, finding our voice, expressing it, not sharing it, not conceding it, not being ashamed of it. And again, despite everything that's going on, so many people have so many opinions, and it just gets better and better seeing everyone stand for their opinion and their conviction, whether it's right or wrong, to a Facebook friend, to a neighbor, to a cousin, to a sibling. It's your opinion, and you have every right to it, and we get to express that, and we get to be emotionally tied to it and have a stand for it. So again, it's just this place where we are in the world right now. I don't have the answers, and I wish I did. But what I know is, and what's coming through in the cards is, we all get to stand for something. We all get to express ourselves, and we don't have to make any apologies for it. So I want to encourage you to do just that. And again, keeping with feedback, I'm open to feedback you have regarding what's going on with our shows. I want to be able to support you and providing information or insight that you'd like, because this is all about you. That's why I do this. I get to connect with you. I get to share with you. So we have about 2 minutes left, probably actually a minute. And I just want to take an opportunity to express to you again, I appreciate you being here and joining me on the show. Those callers that were able to make it on, those callers that that were not able to, I apologize. Please post something on our Facebook page or reach out to me at ihearterot.com. Shoot me an email and I can post it on next week's show, or we can put it on, or I can respond specifically to your questions. So again, ihearterot.com. That's the best way to find me. You're going to find all my contact information, Facebook, email, all that good stuff. If it's something that we can post on next week's show, let's do it. I love that you guys are open to sharing with each other and not ashamed of your questions. So again, thank you guys for being with me. Thank you guys for making your stand. Thank you guys for loving those around you and for not necessarily loving those, but sending light and love to those that we know need it the most. You guys take care of each other, take care of yourselves, and just take care.